City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. City Council District 48, Democratic Primary. Natraj Bhushan, Chaim M. Deutsch, Ari Kagan, Igor Oberman, Teresa R. Scavo.
Natraj Bhushan, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
As a private practitioner, I litigate all kinds of cases, which include immigration and landlord-tenant disputes.
Previous occupation.
Patrolman's Benevolent Association of the City of New York, Coney Island Hospital.
Education.
CUNY Brooklyn College, BA, and CUNY School of Law, JD.
Organizational affiliations.
Co-founder and Vice President for Green Clearinghouse, a NPO dedicated to providing green technologies to underprivileged communities. Member of the Alliance of South Asian Labor, Brooklyn Chapter. A member of the Boy Scouts of America, Troop 376. Member of the NYC Bar Association.
Prior public experience.
At NYC Councilmember Leroy Comrie's office, 27th District, I worked on legislative solutions for a variety of consumer affairs issues and helped coordinate community events. At NYC Councilmember Michael Nelson's office, 48th District, I worked mostly on Sandy-related cases, i.e., FEMA, SBA appeals, dealing with private insurers, and Consolidated Edison. At NYC Councilmember Ruben Will's office, 28th District, I mainly work on real property and foreclosure defense cases.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 48 you would address if elected?
District 48's office should recognize that their presence is non-existent in most neighborhoods. Resources are only useful if people know they exist. From day one, I plan on relaunching all of our services in several languages and expanding the hours of services from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. to 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
District's office should incorporate affordable technology in the delivery of its resources. The community will be able to voice its problems and track live progress on neighborhood issues on the online platform we plan to launch. This data-centric approach will lead to smart, inclusive legislation.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
My experiences in working for three current city council members have enabled me to come up with the best approaches to finding real, practical solutions, and I plan to be proactive about finding solutions to better our district.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Chaim M. Deutsch.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Aide to New York City Councilmember Michael C. Nelson. President of CASA Management, a real estate management company.
Previous occupation.
Not applicable.
Education.
South Fallsburg Yeshiva, Sullivan County, New York. Chafetz Chaim, Rochester, New York.
Organizational affiliations.
Founder of Flatbush Shomrim Safety Patrol, a civilian patrol most recently responsible for volunteer relief efforts in the wake of Hurricane Sandy. Served as Vice President of Council of Jewish Organizations of Flatbush. Board member of Home Sweet Home, a group home for troubled teens. Board member of Chaim Meir Camp Fund, an organization dedicated to sending underprivileged children to summer camps. And board member of Community Hospital. Founder of Community for Community, a diverse volunteer organization dedicated to disaster relief efforts.
Prior public experience.
I have never run for or held public office before.
What is the most important issue in Council District 48 you would address if elected?
Public safety is the cornerstone of any community. From our local economy to our schools to the value of our homes, a commitment to safer streets positively affects all aspects of our lives. With over 22 years of public safety experience and 17 years in city government, I have the real-world expertise and know-how to ensure our neighborhoods are safe places to live, work, and raise a family. As your council member, I will fight to put more cops on our streets and assign an officer to each neighborhood to address quality of life concerns.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
My other priorities include expanding senior housing options, leveraging relationships with federal and state officials to ensure the long-term vitality of our waterfront, working hand-in-hand with parents and educators to expose the reasons behind failing schools, and helping small businesses thrive and grow by cutting governmental red tape and eliminating unwarranted fines and unnecessary restrictions.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I believe I am the only candidate in the race who has dedicated decades of volunteer experience to the betterment of our communities. Consequently, I have been endorsed by our current council member, Michael C. Nelson. Now I'm asking for your support to allow me to take my commitment to another level for the neighborhoods we love.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Ari Kagan.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Journalist, TV, newspaper, and radio.
Previous occupations.
Assistant to New York City Comptroller John Liu. Assistant to former Congressman Michael McMahon.
Education.
Baruch College, Ziegland School of Business, Lvov Military College, Journalism Department.
Organizational affiliations.
Holocaust Memorial Committee, Manhattan Beach Jewish Center, Council for Understanding and Racial Equality, American Brotherhood for Russian Disabled.
Prior public experience.
Democratic District Leader, 45th Assembly District, 2012 to current.
What is the most important issue in Council District 48 you would address if elected?
The first priority for our next council member must be helping tenants, homeowners, and businesses recover from the devastation Hurricane Sandy caused in our community, and to advocate for resources from the city, state, and federal governments to upgrade our infrastructure, ensuring we're ready for the next hurricane or storm.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Small businesses are the backbone of our community, but too often they're hit with unnecessary fines, taxes, and fees from the city. We need to do more to help them survive and thrive, giving them access to credit and capital, and give them help navigating an often uncaring city bureaucracy. Shareholders' rights are too often ignored in many co-ops in our district. Affordable housing, senior services, improving quality of public education, health care, and transportation are other important issues that must be addressed.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
Throughout my 20 years working as a journalist, community leader, and assistant to elected officials, I have a record of accomplishments, working with diverse communities that make up this district to solve important problems, both large and small.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Igor Oberman.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Judge for the City of New York.
Previous occupations.
Community liaison for Brooklyn Borough President Marty Markowitz, administrative law judge, and adjunct professor at CUNY.
Education.
Graduated Abraham Lincoln High School 1990, graduated Kingsborough Community College 1992, and graduated cum laude from Brooklyn College 1994. J.D. from New York Law School, 1997.
Organizational affiliations.
United Federation of Teachers, Abraham Lincoln High School Alumni Association, Brooklyn College Alumni Association, Kings Bay Y Community Center, Russian American Bar Association, Brooklyn Bar Association.
Prior public experience.
Community liaison for Brooklyn Borough President Marty Markowitz.
What is the most important issue in Council District 48 you would address if elected?
Housing in our district is a huge issue. I will seek to pass legislation that holds landlords accountable so their properties will not continue to deteriorate at the expense of residents.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Being a product of public education, I understand the present needs in our district. Many of our students who have failed at the high school level have demonstrated academic deficiencies in their early years at elementary school. I will work to expand programs to children in their formative years. I will also work to expand programs for the gifted and talented to more students at a young age so that they are put on a path towards success.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
As a co-op board president, a lawyer, a judge, and having worked for borough president Marty Markowitz, I feel I have a diverse background and come with firm understanding of the legislative process. I believe these tools make me the best advocate for our community at the City Council.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Teresa R. Scavo.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
I am a retired city school teacher and a retired small business owner. Today, I spend the majority of my time volunteering in the community.
Previous occupations.
I began my career as an elementary school teacher at PS3 in Manhattan. Then, in 1980, I owned and operated a small retail costume jewelry business. In 1996, I opened a shop in the landmark Lundy's building on Emmons Avenue in Sheepshead Bay until 2008 when I lost my lease.
Education.
I am a graduate of Hunter College and received my master's degree from Richmond College.
Organizational affiliations.
I have served on Community Board 15 since 1999. I also hold key positions on the 61st Street Precinct Community Council and the Coney Island Hospital Advisory Board. In addition, I am deeply involved in the long-term recovery efforts resulting from Hurricane Sandy, including volunteering on the Community Emergency Response Team.
Prior public experience.
I am the current chairperson of Community Board 15.
What is the most important issue in Council District 48 you would address if elected?
Rebuilding after the storm. As soon as Sandy hit the district, I have worked tirelessly to help the residents and small business owners in the district. As a City Council member, I will continue my work and employ every opportunity to the rebuilding effort so our residents and small businesses have a full recovery.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
As a City Council member, my top priorities will be equal rights for women, upgrading the district's infrastructure, beautifying the area's parks, and improving the delivery of services for all residents, including police, fire, and sanitation.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I believe I am the only candidate who is a lifelong neighborhood resident, who has run a small business, who has worked in city schools, and who is a volunteer in the community. I will be ready to start on day one and would be honored to represent my friends, family, and neighbors in the New York City Council.
Participating in the campaign finance program.